This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump wants to hear from the whistleblower who triggered the impeachment probe against him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The whistleblower's lawyer says the person is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans, but the president's waving that off, saying written answers are not acceptable. But those are exactly what he himself provided during the special counsel's Russia probe, giving written answers to limited questions. As the president pushes for the whistleblower to testify, his administration's blocked four more officials from appearing before impeachment investigators, despite being subpoenaed. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says the president's essentially helping build the case against him.
This will only further add to the body of evidence on a potential obstruction of Congress charge against the president.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vietnamese police have arrested eight more suspects in connection with the truck container deaths in southeastern Britain. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Police say the eight were arrested Sunday on charges of organizing people smuggling overseas as the probe into the October tragedy continues. British authorities charged with trying to identify the remains of the dead are working with officials in Vietnam to find out more about people who are thought to have been in transit to England. It had been confirmed by police on Friday that all of those found in the refrigerated truck container were Vietnamese. Police had initially believed they were Chinese. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anti-government protesters crossed a major bridge in central Baghdad on Monday, approaching the headquarters of state-run TV and coming to within 500 meters of the prime minister's office. Security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at the protesters, killing at least five people and wounding dozens. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After talking about it for 2 years, President Trump can finally, formally, start withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
I followed through on my promise to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
That was President Trump, June 8, 2017. But technically, the U.S. is still in. The terms of the Paris Agreement say no country can withdraw in the first 3 years. It took effect November 4, 2016, so that means today is the first day the U.S. can start the withdrawal process. A letter to the U.N. will trigger it, and it will take a year to complete. That'll be the day after the 2020 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien denounced China's ongoing military buildup in the South China Sea at a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders in Thailand on Monday.
We don't believe that any country should just seal off massive portions of the Pacific Ocean and claim that their territorial waters like it's a lake up in Lake Tahoe, you know, and in the middle of the U.S. We're talking about the South China Sea, for example, or the East China Sea, for example. Those are international waters.
Meanwhile, 15 Asian countries agreed on terms for what could be the world's biggest trade pact. The trade deal is backed by China and also brings in the 10 members of ASEAN, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. McDonald's chief executive officer has left the company after violating company policy by engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The fast food giant said former president and CEO Steve Easterbrook demonstrated poor judgment. McDonald's forbids managers from having romantic relationships with direct or indirect reports. In an email to employees, Easterbrook acknowledged he had a relationship with an employee and said it was a mistake. McDonald's board of directors voted on Easterbrook's departure Friday after conducting a thorough review. The board of directors named Chris Kempczinski, who recently served as president of McDonald's USA, as its new president and CEO. Julie Walker, New York.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for deadly attacks on the Malian army and a French army convoy in northeastern Mali. The group says it killed 70 soldiers in an attack last week near the border with Niger. Earlier, the government had said that 53 soldiers and one civilian were killed. And dense, noxious smog continues to envelop the Indian capital and surrounding area. Monday, pollution levels in New Delhi are at a 3-year high. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.